bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here.
The number of people looking to buy firearms is up nearly 50% compared to 2007, according to the FBI.
In the month of November, our gun sales were probably comfortably 250% of what an average month is.
All in favor of losing your rights? Please do nothing.
This rally is not about guns, but what these guns that everybody's going to wear represent is the true badge of the free man, that he can bear arms in defense of himself without permission from anyone, and that's what these arms represent.
Gun laws in the U.S. vary by state, and the amount of regulation is a hot-button political issue.
Associated two U.S. senators and associate them or comparing them to terrorists. I said, well, they are.
It can't take me. Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You can't take me. I'm free. Oh, yeah, I'm free.
You have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one. How about you?
You sure you want to get cute with me? You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out.
Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
She's back! Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle.
True.
But you can find it right here on the shooting bench. Coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down, places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall.
You need the shooting bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, the shooting bench. All right, here we are. Welcome to the shooting bench, the 1st of July. All right, I don't know where this year is going, but things are moving pretty quickly here in more ways than one. It's Wednesday. Usually, me and B2 Basic are late there. You know, everybody else was on time, but I can't, B2 Basic, I can't put you in the corner on account I got to go to the corner too, because I was late. So I'm going to tell you the truth. This is like the second time in 10 years that I've forgot. I had company come in from Farmington, and we got to goofing around and run to town and grabbed a bite to eat. And I looked at my watch and I said, oh, hell, I got a show coming up here. So we got to hurry up and get back. So anyway, me and B2 Basic is going to be in the corner for a little while. I see that there's many men pin beat me to it up there. There's a lot of FBI activity going on around the country, and it appears from all the information that we can get that, and I don't know how much of it's true. Somebody, one of our guys said they got some of it off of Fox News. They're setting up command centers around the country in preparation for one of two things. Some people say that it's for 4th of July. Others say it's for Jade Helm. We'll see. But 4th of July seems to be the big thing in the news right now. They also have some, according to what I've got. Now, I haven't had time to vouch for this. I just got a outstanding, B2 Basic. Good girl. Thank you. Glad to hear that. They say they have some garbage trucks or sanitation trucks of some kind with sand in them, which are, and I don't know if this is true or not, but this they're supposed to be like mobile sniper positions. So take that for what it's worth to you. Take it with a grain of salt for right now. I don't know how much of it is true. But there definitely is a lot of stuff going on. The command centers that they're setting up around the country, I think, are true, because we've gotten that information from several people, and I think that is a happening thing. They say that there's a representative or a senator or something out in New York that's claiming that they have information that there's a possibility that a dirty bomb may be set off in New York on the 4th. So again, until I can find some way to verify that, take it with a grain of salt for right now. But if that happens, we're going to see a lot of things happen simultaneously here. We're going to see silver go up, and you know, pretty much everything is going to go up. It's going to people go nuts around the country. And what is this? All right, stand by a minute. Okay. If that were to happen, that's probably going to be the catalyst for things to take off here, I would expect. Hang on a second. I've got several things going on here trying to keep up with all my news stuff and keep talking at the same time, and I don't have very much luck. It's hard for me to do more than one or two things at a time sometimes. But I see B2 Basic still not smoking. That's pretty darn good. That'll be it'll be a week for day after tomorrow. And, you know, in all honesty, that first 3 days is really about the hardest. After that, it's just all want to. It's all emotion. The first 3 days, I think, is probably the most physical for you. And some people say they have a hard time longer than that. But see, and I'm going to tell you all something else. B2 Basics, the only one that knows. I drank my last Diet Dr. Pepper yesterday. I said, I'm not saying that I may not have one with a meal or something when I go to a hamburger joint or whatever. But as far as just drinking them all the time, I had my last one yesterday on the way home. I decided that I went up there and gave Tampico Scout and B2 Basic so much hell over quitting smoking and everything else. Now, Tampico Scout, I'm still saying Tampico. They're saying it's Tampico. So Tampico Scout. You know, I talked about coffee a little bit with them and different phases of things, and I've never really tried to encourage them to quit coffee, but I kind of gave them the little spiel on how it affects your shooting. And I look at all the different things that affect the different types of preparations that we do, whether it's physical as far as just helping in rescue operations or in some of the defensive operations and stuff like that, or just having to bug out, period. So I look at some of those things and I said, you know, these things will affect not only you but your family and your people that depend on you. And I kind of let it go with that, although I did harp on them a little bit about the smoking, because they're both very important in the Liberty Movement, critical in the Liberty Movement, especially up in that part of the country. And we need them around. Well, Eddie Crump, you may find this hard to believe, but that wasn't the last one that they made. I actually bought some on the way home to get me home. I don't travel well without Diet Dr. Pepper, but I guess I'm going to have to learn, because I'm going to. So I got to thinking about it, and I give them so much grief over these different things, and I said, you know, that's the last vice that I have. I managed to quit coffee, I quit chewing, I quit smoking, and it's all been very beneficial as far as my health, as far as the Liberty Movement and the my physical activities go. So, and the Diet Dr. Pepper, they say, keep saying, oh, you know, you got to quit because aspartame's terrible and it softened your bones. And I don't really care about any of that. It doesn't matter. That's not why I'm quitting. I'm quitting primarily because my wife asked me to. She asked me to a long time ago. But when I was thinking over the weekend how critical it is to support your spouse and to help with that kind of stuff, I said, you know, if she wants me to do it, then I guess I just will. We've been married a long time. She's tried several times to get me to get off of it and tell me how bad it was for me. And I'm quitting for two things. One is my wife. But when I looked at all the, or thought about all the grief that I gave Scout and B2 Basic up there, then I said, you know, maybe I should do that too. And it would be good. Amy would be happy with it. And I just figured that that's be a good thing. So I did. Rights at Risk, the rabbits made it here fine. I stopped two or three times and gave them water. It was hot out there, but once we got down towards dusk, I was far enough south. I got out of the hot weather and got up a little higher elevation, and they did fine. They're bouncing around like nothing ever happened out there, enjoying their new digs here. So, trying to get a hold of Amy here. So, all right. The this problem with the let me tell you something else. There's another deal going on here that has been put out by a guy that most everyone in the Patriot movement has very little trust in. And he says that the FBI contacted him and told him to activate every militia unit in the country. And, you know, the first part of that, the FBI is not going to contact anybody and tell them any such thing. That was just silly as far as I'm concerned. So LFA put out our answer to that and told people, you know what, you can think what you want and take it with a grain of salt, but our official stance is that you probably should disregard this deal. Now, also, it seemed very credible because it does come at a time when all of us are pretty sure that something's about to happen, and that, you know, 4th of July, as good a place as any, or as good a time as any to start some crap here. So we're not saying that what he said is not true, that there's not going to be an event. That's not the point. The point was whether or not the FBI actually contacted him and told him to do all this. That we don't believe for a minute. But nevertheless, it means that a lot of people out there are extremely concerned about what's going on. Here it is right here. Let me read this to you. It says, no, that is the our response to it. That's our disregard the alert. I need to find the other one here. Let's see here. I'll find it here while I'm talking here some way or another. It may have been taken down because I don't see the original one here. Let me check and see. While I'm looking, I want to tell everybody that we have another, and this is a critical deal, and we finally, I think we've certainly made some believers out of our folks in our last class up there in Washington. And this class coming up on the 11th and 12th of July is also a critical class. It's not just your shooting skills that you need to work on. You need to think about how well you can stand up and help someone that is, sliced to pieces, shot to pieces, on the verge of dying, and you are 911. You're the only thing that there is between death and between life and death, virtually. And so this combat medic class that we got coming up again, we've done a number of those around here, and they've all been very well attended. And so we're going to try to squeeze in one more here. And if actually we've already got it's a little over half full. So if you want to get in on that, you need to holler at us here pretty quick. All right. Well, I don't know where that deal went. I'll look for it if I find it. I'm going to take a break here in a couple of minutes and try to get my feet under me here. I come sliding through the door and busted through the door and fired this thing up to try to get the last. Get in here at the last minute. So now I can't even talk. Tell you what, I'm going to take a little break. We'll run a little bit long tonight because we started a little late. So we'll run a little bit long and see if we can make up for that. So stay with me just a minute and we'll put some of this stuff on here and I'll be back.
You must figure I'm a real dangerous man.
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Byard Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byard Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byard Barrel specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10-22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at ByardBarrels.com. That's BYERBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Fence, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good. Grab an earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good. The Liberty Lounge. Brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In a distant land so many miles away.
Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog. By the banks of a stream sat one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man. And I can't seem to stop.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge. Back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
All right, we're back. I've got this deal here. I'm going to read it to you. The guy that that posted it here didn't seem to give credit to the original guy that posted it. Matter of fact, this is not even all of it. I can't open this. It looks like a screenshot. I can't open the rest of it. But I can tell you the first part. It says, alert, attention all militia, oath keepers, and patriot groups. As of 9 a.m. Central Time, I was contacted by the FBI to activate every militia and patriot group in the U.S. for an eyes and ears OP over the 4th of July holiday for possible terrorist attacks, ISIS in nature. The threat level is very high. We need people to monitor the internet and groups to monitor all activities nationwide. The following is the procedure in which we participate. I have already contacted many prominent patriot and militia leaders. Well, I don't know about that, but then it talks about wear plain clothes, not a militia uniform, carry local sheriff's department and local FBI contact numbers, blah, blah, blah. And that's as far as I can see on this one. But and I don't doubt for a minute that the threat level is high. That's pretty well common knowledge. That's, you know, anybody should know that. And I expect that we should keep our eyes and ears open. And but as far as the FBI contacting him for this reason, I'm highly doubtful of that. But anyway, whatever. We'll see what happens. Let's see here. All right, let me get rid of that here. All right, there we go. Okay, let's move on. Let me get over here to my handy-dandy bag of tricks and see if I can pull up some of the things. I had numerous things here to share with you. Let me go over while that's opening up. Let me go over and hit my chat room and see what's going on. All right. No, you didn't miss the show, Yakima Glock. You're just late. That's okay. I was late too. B2 Basic was late. Everybody was late. All right. Scout, the lilacs are doing fine. I think they're still good and wet when we opened them up, and I think that's going to be, she was very appreciative of that, and I thank you for that. Yeah, the thing about if he was contacted by the FBI, I don't believe it for a minute. You know, you guys can believe what you want, but I think it's ridiculous to contact somebody that everybody in the movement pretty well assumes is an informant to start with. I don't know that that is true, but there's sure a lot of people out there that think there are. So this guy may have some contacts. I mean, I don't know what his deal is, but I'm just doubting very, very seriously that the FBI would contact him to tell him to activate all the militia like he's some kind of supreme commander or something. So, I don't know about all that. Well, anyway, let's move on here. Yeah, rights at risk, you were the only one you were waiting on us. So. No, there was a few of you there that were on time, but I had to be late. I hate it when I'm late. All right, here, this is a great story. I love happy stories. And this one involves an assault rifle and a kid and a happy ending. This was in, let me see. Come on. I think it was in Nevada. It was somewhere around Vegas. And a woman come up to the door and told this 12-year-old kid that she had a kid in the car and it wouldn't start. She was having problems, needed to use the phone. Here's a few more details. This is new right here. Officer said the man and the woman. Well, let me go back to here. We go. They told the 12-year-old that she needed to use the phone, and he tried to shut the door to go get the phone, and the woman pushed it open and forced her way in, and they said the 12-year-old tried to run, but the woman grabbed him, put him in a headlock. And then the male suspect come into the home armed with a gun. Said the male suspect kicked in the door of this guy's bedroom, Jesus Sanchez's bedroom. And then they said that the 12-year-old then heard shots fired. Then the male suspect come running out of the room down the hall, still had a gun in his hand. So the homeowner fired another shot at him, striking him once again, and that's when the suspect ran out of the house. At the same time, the preteen, the 12-year-old, was able to get the woman's hands out from around his mouth and yell for help. That's when the mother came out of her bedroom. The report said that the woman then forced her way into the mother's room and eventually came from the room with the mother's purse. 12-year-old said that as the woman's running for the door, he heard some more shots being fired. Then the young man said he saw his brother yanking the woman's, his mother's purse from the female suspect. And the woman who was shot then began to crawl on the ground towards the car. And the homeowner called 911 at that time. Well, when Metro arrived on the scene, they saw the guy standing in the yard with an AK-47. And the officer said, I guess he'd started out shooting with a handgun, and then it evolved to a rifle here. The officer said as soon as they approached, he immediately dropped the rifle and followed their commands. It's a wonder they didn't kill him, but anyway, it turned out to be a happy ending. But they said they found the gun, bullet holes in the house, and all that stuff. And found a handgun laying on the bed and a trail of blood leading from the house down the driveway into the street. Anyway, they got a call. See, the report said he used the handgun to shoot the suspect before grabbing the AK-47. Well, then they got the call from the hospital. Said the two people had turned themselves in, and one of them had died, and the woman was in serious condition, or no, maybe critical. Where was it here? Let's see. Transported. She checked into one hospital and transported to another one due to the severity of her injuries, so it don't appear like she's doing too well either. But the woman and all of her four sons are all okay. And the woman's facing attempted murder, home invasion with a deadly weapon, robbery with a deadly weapon, and conspiracy. So if she gets well, she's got a lot to answer for there. But I just love happy stories anyway. This is kind of weird because we talked about this a long time ago. And apparently this is a brand new story coming up about it in the New York area. They said that they're you've seen those cell phones that look like a pistol. You hold the pistol grip in your hand and you hold it up to your ear, muzzle pointing straight up, and the receiver is somewhere around the muzzle there, and it looks like you're just laying the handgun up right against the side of your head. And if you're walking around with this cell phone stuck in your back pocket, it looks like you have a handgun sticking out of your back pocket. You could actually tuck this in your waistband, and it'd look just like you were carrying a handgun in there. So the authorities in New York It's a stupid thing to do. I mean, the whole thing is just retarded anyway. But authorities in New York have warned consumers not to buy this. It's a case for a cell phone, I guess, not the actual phone. But these agencies across New York are warning customers not to buy this thing. And the case has a handle attached to it and placed in the pocket, makes it look like a weapon tucked into your pants. And that's a stupid idea. Yes, they have the right to do that, but somewhere in there needs to be a line drawn for common sense. This is just, if you wanted to use this in your house or something, that's okay. If you go out on the street with this tucked in your belt just to test them to see if they're paying attention, if you're in a place where like New York or California or Hawaii or any place like that, you're quite obviously going to get in trouble for it and may even wind up getting shot over it. People have been shot for a whole lot worse. I mean, a whole lot less than that by cops. So I think it's a little ridiculous there. Let's see. Tampico Scout found that for me. Let me go check that right away here and see. I'll get you the rest of that story. He's been diligently hunting for me while I was trying to get... You know, I got caught in a deal here. I rarely ever get caught posting untrue thing, hoaxes and stuff like that. But I got caught with one. And it was, it said USA Today. But then it said usatoday.com.something else. And I didn't see that, and I thought it was true. And what it said was that Facebook was going to delete all profiles and all posts out there that had the Confederate battle flag on it. And I didn't even look. I went through the roof. I was driving. I about had a wreck when I saw that. It really ticked me off. And so I told them right away, I'm going to put a... Confederate battle flag is my profile picture right there, and if it comes down, that will be my last Facebook post. I'll be gone. And I told anybody, I said, if you want my contact information, you better get it now, because there'll be no warning. If they take that off, I'll be out of here. And a whole bunch of other people said the same thing. And then we find out it was a hoax, and by that time I'd had 6,900 people get a hold of me for my contact information. So So anyway, we've got a whole bunch more people who's got my contact information and find out that. But it seemed very true, because the stupid things that's going on with this, the most ridiculous things that's going on with this flag, I can't even believe. And it wouldn't have bothered me. I mean, it wouldn't have surprised me in the least for them to do that. And it still wouldn't, really. And I just put on there, I said, if that happens, then I will drop my Facebook deal. So, hey, be too basic. I wasn't texting. I was just looking at Facebook. So there's a difference. But anyway, I know. Okay, all right already. How come I have 5 entries in the chat room there? What in the world is going on? I'm going to check and see what's happening. There's one of them that I don't need. I can get rid of that one. That helped a little bit. All right. Yeah. But, so I went and found me a Confederate battle flag to put on there, but I couldn't find the one I was looking for. Or I couldn't get it to work anyway. And I don't know if I can get this to post or not. But I found the perfect flag to put in there. Let's see, let me see if I can put this in the chat room. I found the absolutely perfect one to put on there. This is probably not going to work. Let's try it and see here. Hey, maybe it is. I don't know. Click on that and see if it works. I don't know if it's going to or not. I'll click on it and see if it works. Nope, it didn't. Okay, never mind. Let's try this again. Yeah, the Tinker, as soon as all this stuff started, I ordered five of them. I ordered five of those flags just as soon as it started. And if I'd have been paying attention, I probably would have bought 20 of them. But let's try that. See if that one works. Nope, that one doesn't work either. Well, poop. Well, anyway, for those of you that are on Facebook, just go to my Facebook page and you can see it. Well, the Liberty Movement has to go on, Eddie Crump. There was some stuff that was crucial. I wasn't doing it. It was just for recreation, but it was wide open, straight roads and no traffic and daylight and everything. I know that's no excuse, but I did. So, it's over and I'm still alive and everything. You know, why did nobody say anything when people used to look at maps and adjust radios and do their nails and put on their makeup and do everything else? Now all of a sudden texting is the worst thing in the whole world. People used to spend stuff while they were driving ever since cars were invented. So, but now texting is a terrible thing. But anyway. All right, let me see what else I got here. No, that's the cell phone. Okay, we already done that one. I tell you what, though. Tampico Scout put that story up there for me. So here we go. We got down to where the guy said, I've already contacted many prominent Patriot and militia leaders. And he said, wear plain clothes, carry local sheriff's department, FBI contact numbers. If we see anything suspicious, call the sheriff first and then the FBI. Do not engage. Just monitor the situation until the sheriff and the FBI get to the scene. If you're faced with an imminent attack and you are legally armed, please protect life. Be in groups so at least someone can get the sheriff and FBI to the scene. I want to note that this is the first time in our lifetimes the FBI has reached out for the help of every militia unit and patriotic group to help guard our nation. Please conduct yourselves as the patriots we all are and do this with honor and integrity, another stepping stone for us all. This will take a lot of teamwork, so do not let personal feelings get in our way. We got work to do. Let's get to work protecting this nation as a coordinated effort with law enforcement and local and state and federal. So there you have it. I don't know. I'm having a very, very hard time believing all of that. But it could happen. So we've already been through all that. So thank you, Tampico Scout. I'm going to get that off of there now so it doesn't cause any more grief than it already has. And thank you for putting that on there for me. Okay, let's see here. Let me check the next one on the list. Got a pretty long list here. Oh, remember, was it when I talked to you from Jackpot, Nevada, I talked about the county clerk that had said had gotten in trouble for not issuing marriage licenses? Well, apparently, she's standing her ground. She has resigned instead of issuing those licenses. She said, let me find it here. I'm looking at it. Stand by a minute. That's what the problem is. It's having a hard time getting its feet under it here. There we go. She said, stop. You know, I'm doing this, and here comes this big picture of Obama the faggot come right up in the middle of my screen and wiped everything out. So, all right, here we go. I choose to obey God rather than man. she wrote in her one-paragraph resignation letter to the Granada Board of Supervisors. I'm a follower of Christ, and I believe strongly in the Bible as my final authority. The Bible teaches us that a marriage is between a man and a woman. Therefore, because of the recent ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court, I can no longer fulfill my duties as circuit clerk and issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Another worker has been appointed to replace her. It's unclear if Granada County Jail will hold a special election to permanently fill the elected post. I told my supervisors a while back if it happened, I would tender my resignation. I had already decided in my heart that I could not issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. It's my Christian belief as a follower of Christ I could not do it. The Bible teaches it's contrary to his plan. So, good for her. Glad to see that there's more to the story. But that's the most important part there. That critter's crawling all over my screen. I can't see here. Okay. There's a guy here. Well, his name's... it's this same, back to the same story. It's this woman's pastor. Said he had two reactions to her resignation. Number one, she said, I'm saddened in the fact that we are losing a wonderful county clerk and a very faithful and hard worker. And then he said, I'm grieved as a minister and a Christian because of the circumstances that have caused her to have to resign. However, Dr. Robinson, who was the pastor, also had praise for her. She said, I applaud her as a brother in Christ. Her testimony to the Lord is more important to her than serving man. So, there you go. Lots of stuff going on. We're seeing a lot of exclusive deals here. Daytona, get back to that. Did you see that story?
Yeah.
By the way, Tebow's in here with us. I don't know. Some of you have been. I don't think most of you have been listening long enough to remember Tebow. If C7 was still in here, he'd remember. But Infidel would probably remember. But Tebow used to work for me. He was our radio guy. We had a radio shop in the gun shop there in Farmington. Did pretty well. We got quite a few people in there for CBs and getting them tuned up and installing and all that stuff, and it worked out pretty well. So he's doing a number of other people are doing now. He's looking at trying at maybe following the freedom here and maybe even easing over this direction and putting up a teepee here and riding out the storm. So I hope that happens. There's a couple more people out that there's several more people I'd like to see it happen, and we create a little stronghold right here. That would be awesome. So Tebow, if you want to join in and say anything, just pull your mic down there that one makes a lot of racket. Man.
Sure does.
Go ahead. Tell everybody what you're thinking about here.
Oh, well, when you just come up with that last story there, you know, it's something we were talking about earlier. No, we weren't. I'd been talking to folks back home about. Yeah, we got quite a bit going on here. Like to get down this way maybe and start getting people getting into some communication, because we're really going to need communications.
Yeah, Debo has always been our number one comms guy. Always expert. I tell you, I've seen a lot of people install radios, and I've never seen anybody put a radio in a vehicle like Tebow does. It's always installed neatly and professionally, and the mess cleaned up, and the headliner put back in the vehicle properly, and all the wires tucked away, and just every one of them looks like a factory job. And for those of you that, you can't really tell in my truck, unless you were looking specifically at that, because I have so many other wires and stuff going to everything else. It looks like a kind of like a rat nest in there. But anyway, Tebow did put that one in. I haven't touched it since Tebow put it in. It's been in there for, when did you put that in? About, 2009. You put it in as soon as I got the truck.
Yeah, so it's been...
And I got that in February of 2009, so it was probably in there by the end of the month.
It's been a bit of 6 years.
And I haven't touched it once. It's been perfect. So, and actually the one in the Durango, you put it in before that. You put it in probably 6 months or a year prior to that. And it's been perfect. I've never, ever had a bit of problem with it. Eddie Crump, that's not his mic. It's him. He's just talking real low. It's not. He's not as loud as I am. So.
Yeah. Well, I can be.
Yeah. Yeah, you usually are. I was surprised you get on this mic and you say, "Ah, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on." And, you know,
wrong kind of microphone.
Usually you're as loud as I am. Some of you may not know also, unless, Tampico Scout may have put it in the chat room. Mike Vanderbo is, back in the hospital. Apparently he's had some heart problems. I'm not sure it's a heart attack yet, but, nevertheless, we hope that, all of you offer up prayers for Mike Vanderbo and hope he gets through this. He's absolutely our strongest and most, respected and looked up to leader in the 3% militia patriot movement, whatever you want to call it. And so we hope that everything works well for him. And there's some other stuff going on, and I wish that I really wish that I could share more of it with you. But I can tell you that there are patriots across the nation right now that are they're creating their own green dragons in different parts of the country. And what that means is they've kind of figured out a way to get together and make some plans and talk privately without worrying about electronic surveillance and everything. And it's very refreshing to see that people have I thought it was kind of a, this stuff has been 30 years in the making here. And it's finally coming to fruition, and I am very happy to see these things going on. And, I can tell you one of the things, and Tampico Scout and I talked about this when I was up there in Washington, and one of the things that this is all connected to is communications. And I cannot stress to you that your communications are run a very, very close second, tied with food right behind guns. I mean, the sad thing, these guys buy 16 guns and 80,000 rounds of ammunition, and they don't know how to use any of them, but they got them, and they think they're prepared. You would be better off to buy one gun and 500 rounds of ammunition and put some money into some good quality communications, and numerous means of communication, CB, ham, handhelds, vehicle-mounted, base in the house. That's way more important than a lot of this other stuff. People are not doing the training that they should be doing. They're not getting the amount communications equipment that they need. B2 Basic, I will get that stuff coming. I've been busier than a one-legged man in the ass-kicking contest today. Tebow, you got something you want to say?
Yeah, wars have been lost over communications.
You know, that's right. The code talkers.
Right.
If there hadn't been good quality, reliable communication and the codes that came about through the Indian, the Navajo code talkers, we potentially could have lost that war.
Yeah, and when Bush 41 was president and we attacked Iraq, the most important thing we did at the very beginning of all that was mm-hmm. take out all their communications.
Yep. So that's... it's going to be important to us. Now, We don't know what could happen during the worst time of this. If they block everything, if they jam everything, you know, whatever, we don't have any idea. But we've got to continue to try. And even if they did, chances are, you know, they'll they'll leave at least some of that for us, because thinking that they'll be able to monitor what we're doing. So it is important that if you you keep your comms up, that you create some type of a code between you and your most trusted to converse back and forth, because you can be absolutely assured beyond any shadow of a doubt that they will be listening. And don't flatter yourself and think that everything you're going to do in your area that the FBI is going to be all over it, but the potential is certainly high. If you're in a place where there's a lot of activity going on, and certainly your leaders of the Patriot Movement, those people will be listened to pretty closely. The rest of the rank and file people out there may or may not be involved in that stuff. You know, chances are you may not be. You'll be listened to if they think there's a need to. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're sitting around listening to everything. So, but still, if there's sensitive stuff that you want to get out, certainly it's better to do that in some type of a code. Don't think that you have certain privacy channels and stuff. Now, there's a way to do it if you're got your poop in a group here. There's ways to do that through a ham, where you can send encrypted text through ham radio. I don't know how to do it. I am going to learn.
It's called packet.
Huh?
It's called packet.
Packet?
You use a computer to do it, to generate it.
Okay. Well, Tebow knows more about it than I do. But I plan on getting into that. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't shut down communications completely and stop that too. But as long as it's up and as long as we can try, then we need to keep trying. B2Basic, I can help you with that. I can do that. So when I get your radio and stuff in here, well, I'll give you a holler and see how much of that you want. Okay. And one thing I didn't get with you on, and I should have, is I now have a type of toothpaste that is put out by those same people. And it is fluoride free. It doesn't have any foaming agents or any of that stuff in it. It's all natural stuff. It's got essential oils in it and a little bit of that real salt stuff. And it doesn't taste salty at all. It's, it has water, and the flavoring that you get out of it comes from the essential oil. So there's cinnamon, spearmint, peppermint, and spearmint, peppermint, cinnamon. There's one more. There's four flavors of it. But anyway, so if anybody's interested in that, it's a little bit more expensive than your Crest and stuff. It's quite a bit more expensive, as a matter of fact. But probably runs about, I think retail on it, $7.99 a tube. I'm going to knock a dollar off of that for everybody. That's just, it just seems expensive. But anyway, we're using it now here in the house, and Amy likes it. She's all about that. Amy used to use the Tom's stuff there, Eddie Crump, but there was something about that. There's one type of it that has fluoride and stuff in it, evidently, and one that doesn't. And so she quit using it. Now she's using this stuff that we started, that we got in with this salt stuff. So, all right. We've managed to piddle around here and stumble through this best we can. So I'm going to get out of here. We'll be on tomorrow night. I have a meeting tomorrow night, but I'll be done with it long before that. So with any luck at all,
Amy and I will both be on at our regularly scheduled times. Well, I'm going to come home about noon to make sure I'm here on time. All right, let's see. Check my chat room real quick here and see if anything's going on. And I'll get a hold of you, B2, before I send all this stuff, see if there's anything else that you want. And we'll check it out. And see, the tinker right there said that that Tom, some of it does have fluoride. So, and Amy uses the type without too, but it's still easy to pick up the other one because they look just the same. So the stuff that we got, there's no fluoride, no nothing. It's just essential oils and water and that salt. And also there's some of that, what do you call it, that some type of clay that they use for people eat it, whatever it is. I haven't gotten into eating clay yet, but I might. We'll see. Anyway. All right, we're going to scoot on out of here. We've got things to do, places to go, and people to see. You know, the tinker, that's probably, I don't know if that DE is too abrasive for teeth. I'm sure that it cleans your teeth well. DE and baking soda, I don't know how much of it you use. I've never tried it, but just remember that DE is exceedingly abrasive. So, like I said, I don't know how much you're putting in there, but it is very, very, very abrasive. So be careful with that. Okay, that's enough. I'm out of here now. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Good night. Thanks for joining us. Debo, he's shaking his head. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.